Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Please connect to John.
To John Kimball?
Yeah.
This is John Kimball speaking.
Okay, this is Pungani Suwane.
All right. I'm sorry about the noise, sir. I'm actually outside at the garage, so just ignore the noise in the background, please.
Yes, my mother wants to talk to you.
Okay.
Hold on.
Hello?
Hello, John.
Hello. Please excuse the noise. I'm actually at a garage at the moment. Just 1 second, I'll try and make it quieter. Can you repeat that, please?
I'll wait for you.
Okay. Right, I'm a bit further away now. What can I do for you?
How are you, here?
I'm fine, thank you very much. Thank you for your call.
Yes, I'm the mother to Bongani. I think he explained to you.
That's correct, yes.
You know, my son told me about you, you know, that he got this the foreign partner. But, you know, we have been debating about this thing. It was not easy for me to actually agree, kind of thing.
Right.
You know how things are in South Africa.
I can understand, yes.
The law is South Africa. You cannot open a non-resident account.
Yes.
So it's very important that you interest in somebody. And we got this lawyer because of the meeting that we had with the family. He really debated it very hard. So we come to a conclusion that the lawyer would be able to assist us to make the transaction, you know, to transfer
yes.
the funds so that you can get the money. You understand?
I see, yes, I understand.
So you need to come to me so that we can actually finalize everything. You can sign, you can see us, you can know us, you understand? It's very important.
And how long?
It's very important that we actually meet, you know.
And
that, I know that my son has actually sent the mail today.
Yes.
Yes. But I'm sorry that I couldn't phone in time, my dear.
That's not a problem. Now, one question for you.
Yes.
How long will the whole process actually take?
You know, if you can come over here, this will be very easy. It won't take us time. You know, like you're saying, it will actually take us two days.
All right, yes.
You understand? But we need to get your telephone number. Private one and a telephone number, private telephone number and a fax line.
Right.
So that we can treat the whole thing, you know, very confidential. You understand what I mean?
That's not a problem. In fact,
like I'm telling you that, you know, it was not easy for me to agree when my son was here.
Yes, I understand. What I can do, I can email you later on with my private home telephone details for you. That way we can discuss things, you know, a bit more quietly.
More quietly.
Yep.
So you'll give me that later.
Yes, I'll email that to you later on.
Okay.
Is that okay for you?
It's okay for me, but I want to give you the number where you can call me.
Okay, you do that, yeah.
Do you have a pen?
Yes, I've got a pen here, yeah.
Okay. Hold on, let me just... All right. Can I give you the number?
Okay.
27? 2783?
2783. 672?
60?
60. 14. 14.
Yes, my dear.
Okay, can you just repeat that for me and I'll just check?
Yes, you should call because... you should call as soon as possible. You need to call by today, if possible.
Okay, no problem at all.
At what time will you call?
We'll probably be about 7 o'clock this evening.
7 in the evening.
Is that okay?
It's fine, it's okay.
Okay, just 1 second, please. Paul, can you just move the car? Paul?
Yes.
Just 1 second, please. I'm just talking to a partner. Paul?
Okay.
Can you move the car, because it's in the way? The car's in the way, Paul. Can you shift it, please? Paul, move the car.
Hello? Hello? Can you hear me now? Are you there, John? Hello?